The Lady Bombers began the night by defeating the Lady Eagles 40-32. Mountain Home began the game on an 11-0 run, and Tech struggled early on as they didn't score a field goal until over a minute into the second quarter. Lady Bombers went to the locker room up 13 at the break, and their lead hovered around 10 throughout the third period. The Lady Eagles inched their way back in the final quarter, but Mountain Home held them off to post an 8-point victory. Emma Martin led the Lady Bombers with 14 points. For Tech, Sabrina Kellett scored 12 points. Mountain Home improves to 13-9 on the season and 5-4 in the 5A East. Lady Eagles fall to 9-11 and 2-7. The boys' game had a different result as the Bombers were edged out by Tech 51-49. The two teams went back and forth for much of the contest with a total of 10 lead changes and 6 ties. Mountain Home ended each of the first two quarters with a 2-point advantage, but they were held without a field goal in the third period. The Golden Eagles forced some key turnovers in the final quarter to build a 3-possession lead. The Bombers cut the margin to 3 points toward the end of the game on a 4-point play by Wyatt Gilbert. But Mountain Home missed some key free throws in the end. Zane Butler went to the charity stripe with 7 seconds left and iced the victory for Tech. The Bombers were led by Matt Jones with 12 points and Talon Benton added 10. For the Golden Eagles, Butler had 19 points, Cade Kinsella finished with 13, and Peyton Laubach chipped in 10. Mountain Home drops to 7-14 overall and 2-7 in the league. Tech is now 15-6 and 4-5. Mountain Home returns to the hangar on Friday for the first time in 2.5 weeks as they take on Paragould. I'm Matt Sharp reporting.